We are on Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, continuing the sugyas of Yuchasin. And now we are just taking a break from that, related to that, and that is issues of Ne'emanus. As we were brought up yesterday with the dinner of Rav Chisda said there are three people that are trusted, or alter, that are trusted in a temporary way, but not forever. One of those was Asufi Chaya Upoteres Chavroseha, right? Those were the, as we discussed regarding Asufi, that parents would be believed as long as the baby is still in the shuk before Ne'asa Min HaShuk, he doesn't have the status of Asufi yet. That's why this Gemara is brought up here, because of the first one on that list. So now we are up to Tanur Rabbanan, about 12 lines up at the bottom, on Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. Continuing the issues of Ne'emanus. Tanur Rabbanan. Ne'emanus Chaya Lomar Zekoin Vizelevi, a midwife is believed to say, Zekoin, even though in the Torah, the women themselves having the babies are called Chayos Heina, but a Chaya in Talmudic terminology is the midwife herself. Ne'emanus Chaya Lomar Zekoin Zelevi, she's in the birthing room, she could say which child is which, whose is whose, this is a Kohen, this is a Levi, Zen Nasin Vezem Mamzer, right, or give a status, even a apostle status to the child. Bamed Var Mamurim Shalakara Allah Hashem Ir Er. When do we say that they're believed? If there is no Ir Er, that she is overcoming. Right, Rashi on the first wide line. Shalo yotze m'orer al havlad. Lomar zebenash al eshes mamzer. There's no error on a specific baby that she could decide, and not decide, she can inform us of the status. Aval kara ala ir er ein enemenes. But if the child had ir er on him, so then the chaya is not believed to undo that status, right? Eid echanem b'isurim, but this is not isurim, this is a chazaka, cheskas psul, and therefore you would need more to overcome that. So ask the Gemara, ir er demai, what type of ir er, what type of rumor, what type of creation of status are we talking about? Ilei me'ir er dechad, are we talking about ir er of one person quoted a rumor about this status of Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and ir er pachad b'shnayim, that's not significant if it's just one person. So why wouldn't the chaya be believed? So ela iretrei, it must be there's an ir er. Again, that means it's not edus, but it's ir er. They informed us, not based on rayos, that this child is a mamzer. So to undo that, the chaya would not be believed. So number one, ir er trei yibayaseima or laolam emalacha ir er chad. Really, it's one. When did Rabbi Yochanan say that ira is not significant unless it's with two? Hani mili hecha di isa chazaka de kashrus. That's only if there is a cheskas kashrus and one is trying to be ma'arer on that cheskas kashrus, so then that would not be powerful enough. Aval hecha delaka chazaka de kashrus chanami mehammed. But if there's no chazaka of kashrus, then even one would be believed to establish a problem. And then the chaya wouldn't be believed to undo that. And that's what we discussed a couple of days ago on Daf Samachay, the power of an Eid Echad, what an Eid Echad has the power. And this isn't even an Eid, it's even less than that. This is Ir Er. But we discussed many different areas of Halacha, the power of one person. But part of what we discussed, the Rambam and Hilchos Sanhedrin tells us that to establish a reality, that doesn't even need edus, that doesn't need to aid him, right? To say that this is not to say to somebody a not kosher and he's chayav malchus, you need to aid him. But to establish that this is a non-kosher item, non-kosher piece of meat, so that could even be one aid beforehand. That one aid tells us, even though it ends up the bemelam giving malchus based on one aid, but that is a different type of application. So that is regarding the chaya. So now we generalize that. And the Brisa continues, because there are going to be three people that the Brisa tells us, which has a limited Ne'emanus. So we mentioned Chaya, and we mentioned yesterday the limitation on the Chaya, until she turns around, until she goes out of the room. Next part of the Brisa, three lines from the bottom. Ne'eman Val Mekach Lomar. You have somebody who's selling an item. He's believed to say who he sold it to. Ne'eman Val Mekach Lomar Lazeh Machardi Lazeh Machardi. There are two people fighting. They both say that they were the buyers, and the seller is believed to say which one he sold it to. Good. Bamedvar, let's read the line and then we'll talk about the machlokas rishonim. Bamedvar mamurim, when is the Baal Mekach, the seller, believed? Bizman she mekcho biyado. If the Mekach is still in his hand, aval ein mekcho biyado, ein o ne'eman. But if the Mekach is not in his hand, he's already given it out, or Rashi says they're both holding it. Einu ne'eman, he is not believed. So what exactly is the svara here, why the Baal Mekach, the seller, is believed in a case where he sells Mecho B'yado? So Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says he is believed because Havi Le Lemedak. Before he gives the item to the buyer, he's going to focus on it. Why? Because we learn in Maseches Bava Metzia that there is a curse on a person who retracts in the middle of the process of a sale. If you've already got the money and you haven't given the item yet and you retract now, so that's considered, you know, people who are not ne'eman in their business transactions, and what's called kamba mishapara. You're in the sugya, within the curse of mishapara. What's mishapara? Hashem mishapara. He who punished the dar hamabel and dar haflaga, he should also punish those people who are not honest in business. So says Rashi that is the svara for the Baal HaMekach being believed here, as Rashi says in the second to bottom line. Ramye Alela Medak Shalolachzar Mizeol Hachzar Lodamav Vitan HaMekach Lemi Shalom Nimkarlo. Right, it's incumbent upon him. It's his responsibility, and he's not going to want to be in a mishapara to not go back on the person he really sold it to and switch to kamle b'mishapara hilkach medak daik. That's the raya, and that's why it's only mecho b'yado. Once ain mecho b'yado, Rashi says that it's not his responsibility anymore. Not his responsibility anymore. Let's continue reading how Rashi continues to read the Gemara, and then we will go back to Tosfos. The Gemara's next question: V'nechzi zuze miman nokat. Right. So this question, Rashi says, is on the ein mecho biyado. Right. The Gemara said that if the mechach is not in his hand anymore, that he's not responsible to remember anymore, and therefore lo havil lemeida. Why don't you just see who gave him the money, and then he should be believed even ein mecho biyado. That's the Gemara's question. V'nechzi zuzi, let's see the zuz, mima nakat. Who did he get money from? Right, that's simple. So lo tzricha, the nakat mitravayhu. Really, he's holding double the money. He's holding double. V'omar, chad midatoi v'chad bal karchi. One of them gave him money, based on acquiescence, there was a deal, and one of them threw him money. And just wanted it was like a chamsan, right? He wanted to be able to take it forcibly. Lo yadia he midaito vehe lo midaito, and it is not known. Lo yadia Rashi ein yadua lanu. It is not known to us which one was the one who gave it willingly, which one not, and therefore that's the chelak. The Baal HaMekach is believed while he has the item in his hand because he would be focused on that. He doesn't want to be stuck in a mishapara, but after he gave the item already, that he doesn't focus on it anymore, and therefore he wouldn't be believed to say which one gave midaito, which one bal karcho. That is all Rashi's way of reading the Gemara based on Havi Leila Medak. If you look at Tosfos, the Tosfos on Ayin Gimel and Bezi quotes Rashi's pshat, and Tosfos does not like Rashi's pshat about the 10th line of Tosfos. Kasha, Shenasa, Demai Yesh Lanu Laha Amino Tve Meid Echad Alma. Right, why should we believe him any more than any other Eid Echad? Dekivan she'ein mecho biyado. Right, what was the Gemara's question? See who he has money from, and therefore we would believe him. So Rabbi Tav doesn't like that reading of the Gemara, because why should we believe him more than any other Eid Echad to be motzi something? Lo shayach lomar, migo k'de lahamino. Right, if he doesn't have it anymore. So Rabbi Tav gives a different pshat. It's not based on Havi le'lomedak, but it's based on amigo. Amigo, the power of his taina. What does that mean? L'kach meir shabeinu tam, bizman shemecho biyado, va'az hu ne'man mitam migo, dematzi amar lo macharti. If I'm holding something, if I'm holding the item, then I can make up any story I want. Not that Havi Leila Medak I'm going to focus, I'm not going to focus. No, if I have the item, then I could just say, it's my item. I could say, the deal is done, or I was chozer bo, I never sold it. Aval ein mecho biyado, ein on eman, de ozlo shayach migu. Right, the issue is, does he have the power to have said something else? And because he didn't, that's what we believe in, right? How Migu always works. Uparech, and if that's the way, that's the reason for the power, Migu, then you have a different way of understanding the next line of the Gemara. Uparech, continues Tosfos, v'lechzi zuze miman nokat. What does that mean? Nehi nami de mecho biyado. The question is not on the ein mecho biyado, like Rashi says. The question is on the mecho biyado. Even if mecho biyado, amai ne'eman. Right? Why should he be believed? Again, not like Rashi who said, why shouldn't he be believed even if ain necho biyado? Rabbi Yonatan said, no, why should he be believed even if he's holding on to the item? Im yomar, ami shelo kibel hamos, lazen nisratzesi. If he's saying to the one who he didn't get money from, yeah, he's the one I sold it to, he shouldn't be believed. Why? Because that's a migo b'makam edim. Right, if somebody gave me money and I say, oh yeah, I didn't sell it to him, I sold it to the other guy. No, the guy gave me money. So that's Adam screaming out to us that he's the real buyer. And I'm of a migo that I could have said it's mine? No. But my name on Avi Migo Makam Adim da Anan Sahadi de la Oso Shanasan Amos Nisratza. And that's what the Gemara answers. The answer is the same across the board. He got money from both. We don't know which one. So it's two totally different ways of reading the question of the Gemara based on what you think the Svara is for the Ne'emanis. Why didn't Rashi like Migu? Right, many times the Gemara talks about Sugi's and Migu. Why wouldn't Rashi say that? So the Achronim discusses. But Yeshua says, the issue by Migu is that, oh, a person knows a better claim, and he didn't say the better claim, so it must be that he's telling the truth. Right? Which is another question of the Achronim and Migu. If somebody went to the yeshiva for a little bit, then he'll know that halacha, and then he'll always say the worst claim in order to be believed. Okay, good kasha. We don't assume that everybody has such a chap in their mind on the street. Okay, but the Pnei Yeshua says, the issue here is that we're choshes that he doesn't remember. That's the point. It's not a question of Migu. We think he doesn't remember which one. And that's why maybe Rashi doesn't like the issue of Migu, where we know he knows both claims, doesn't say one. Maybe he doesn't remember, number one. Number two, the Merome Sada that it's Siv here says, he's named his name Merome Sada because of the pasuk in Shiras Dvora, Naftali al Merome Sada. So says the Netziv, maybe you don't say a migu except by a baldavar and not by edim. And here, you know, there's a question of whether it's the person himself being supported. He goes into that sugya. Says the Netziv, let me read it if I have the line. The Netziv here says, Avol menadin einecha pirsh Rashi baruch sheze eino elatakana. I'm sorry, that's going to be the next line. But he says, "Vasheke kante eid echad who eino neman mitat mishum migu." It's an eid echad. It's not the bal davar, right? Go look at it and see it. But he tries to explain that problem also. It's clear also, at least according to the Rishonim within Rashi, that this is a takana, special takana de rabbanan. Because of Havi Lelamedak. That could be another nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos. Is this Ne'emanus Mita Oraisa or not? The Rashi here says beferish that in Rashi's pshat, it is a takana dirabanan. Says the Rashba. V'kiva de'ein sham elahu mehaminin l'kebe trey v'takanis chachamim hu ke'ein ne'eman hadayin uke'ein ne'emanusa shel chaya ve'eim. As we'll get to those soon. So again, Machlokas Rashi Tosfos might also be about the level of the Ne'emanus. Okay, that is all part two. So we have part one, we have the Ne'emanus of a Chaya. Part two, we have the Ne'emanus of a Baal HaMekach. And now we are up to part three. Third line on top. Ne'eman. Ne'eman dayin lomar lazezachisi v'lazechiyavti. A dayin, a judge is believed to say, yeah, he was Chayiv and he was Zakai in my court. Assuming they don't have the minutes written down in the court, then it would be obvious if somebody wrote it down and there is a raya. But if there are nine is believed to say this. Bamed v'ramamurim, again, it's limited. When do we say this? Bisha Bali Dinim Omto Lefanav. We say this when the Bali Dinim are still there. That's when he's focused on it, before they walked out of court. And again, Rashi, continuing, maybe Rashi says this shot before because he wants to have a connection between all of these, examples. So Rashi says on the third line on top, Bizman Shabaladinim Omdin Lefanav, Ram Ye Ale Lamidkar, Shadayin Lo Yatsum Isham, Mishagamru Azdinam, Va'omer Ishploni Zakai, Ishploni Chayiv. Shane, right, that's why it's similar that this, he's focused on it. Continuing, Aval Ein Baladinim Omdin Lefanav, Eino Ne'eman, but the Baladinim are not standing in front of him, so then Eino Ne'eman, he would not be believed. V'nechze Zechusa Manakat, why don't we see who has the psak din of schus in their hand? Right, there's a psak given. Why don't we see who's holding that? Well, tzricha de kariyas de chusayu. It somehow got lost, it got ripped up, and now there's just a machlokas who had the schus. Stop there for a moment, even though there's what to say. If you look in the Rishonim of the Shach wonders, there are two dayanim here, lechora. Are there two dayanim? We're talking about one dayan. How many dayanim are in this case? If there are two dayanim, then what's the chiddush? Two dayanim, they're any worse than two edim, Right, so even before we get to the Achronim, the Ritva makes this Ha'ara. The Ritva here says, Pirish, if the Bali Dinim are not Om Din Lafan of Eino Ne'eman, Pirish, Eino Ne'eman, Ela Ke'ed Echad. If they've left already, then the Dayanim are believed like any other Eid Echad. Umas Nisan, Bedayan Echad, Kediktani Behedya. And the Brisa, Mas Nisa, is talking about one judge. As we know, some cases, first Perek and Sanhedrin, a Dayan is allowed to judge himself, even though it says in Perek Yavos, you shouldn't judge yourself, except the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But there's some cases that one can judge. So the Ritva says it must be here that we're talking about whether one Dayan, meaning when the Bali Dinim are still in court, then the one Dayan has superpower. He's not just an Eid Echad. But once they leave, he doesn't have that power, but he's leave like one Eid. Inami, or Kishena Mumche, Vekiblu Alayu Kabali Dinim, or he's one aid that they accepted. Avol Shlosha, but if we're talking about a regular Bezdin, then why should their aid, their Ne'emanis be limited? Avol Shlosha, Vehem Bezdin, Ne'emanim Heim La'olam, Ke'edim Da'alma. They're no worse than any other aidim. Dinehi De'ain Aid Nase Dayan, Avol Dayan Nase Aid, La'ha'in Mashanidon Lafanav. That's a great line. Right, we had our Ein Aid Nase Dayan, cases, Shliach Nasaid, Ein Nasadayan, we discussed in the second parak. But a Dayan can become an aid. When do you ever have a Dayan becoming an aid? Right here, to testify what happened in his court. So the Ritva's Lashon is clear that they're no worse, but Lamaskana there, it doesn't sound like they're any better either. He says they're no worse, and Ein can become an aid. If you look in the footnotes here of the Ritva, he discusses whether this is true. He quotes the tour that the Dayanim have Ne'emanis Afilu Neged Eidim Hamachishim Osam. It's an afkamina. What if there are edim that contradict the dayanim? So is it just treu trei? Or do we say the dayanim have more power about the case that they judged? The Ritva sounds like they're no worse than edim, meaning they are edim. Masha'en Kain, the tour, gives them more ne'emanis. And the Sma explains here in Sifkat and Zion that the edim, the ne'emanim yosim edim, yishim toha edim omer bishmam. Right? The edim are saying what they paskind. So, no, they could say what they paskind more than what the Eidim say what they paskind, right? The Bechol Eid Mi Pi Eid Im Harishon Machisho Ein Hasheni Ne'eman, right? The if there's an Eid Mi Pi Eid, in case when an Eid Mi Pi Eid is allowed, like an Eid is Isha, if the original Eid set denies it, then the second Eid can't testify in their name. So here, if the Dayanim are saying something, then the other Eidim can't say, no, you got it wrong. You judge differently. So that's an interesting discussion about Eidim coming and contradicting the Dayanim. The Shach on this halacha that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch is bothered. Why? You know, that the pashtus might have been that the Dayanim don't have any extra power. If you look in Siman Chav Gimel, where this halacha is quoted in Choshen Mishpat, Siman Chav Gimel, the Shach says in Sifkat and Zayin, or even before the Shach, we'll see the Ramah. We'll just find it. The Ramah says, Ne'emanim... Chav Gimel, Sifka and Zion. Let's read the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Lo Shai, because that Dafka Bedayan Echad, Avos Shnayim Ne'emanim La'olam, Afilu Yesh, Im Yesh Beis Eidim Shemachishin Osam, right, quoting the tour. Two Eidim are always believed, even if there are two Eidim that are contradictory. So the Shach there discusses, he quotes, from other Rishonim, he quotes Habakas of Kamat Simon Lametes, the Medivre Rav Yashav Yemordechai, the time of the Psakdin Vechulu. He says Sfir Leita After Shnei Edim Ein Ne'emanim. V'chein Mucha V'Pirish Rashi Shepirish. Right, our Rashi and our Sugya Pirish Time of the Baldin Omdim Lafanav Ne'eman Mishum De Ramiy Alei Umidkar Ukshein Omdim Lafanav Einu Ne'eman Mishum De Lo Ramiy Alei De Midkar. Says the Shach, even if there are two Dayanim, you should say, if they're not there anymore, they don't focus on it anymore. But the Shach says, I don't think that's true. The Pshita, the whole Sugya, like the Ritva said, Rashi doesn't say it. Doesn't sound that way from Rashi, but he says it has to be. The Rashi is only talking about one aid. Dehemnu calls mancha omdim lefana mitami drami ale umidkar ukshinis talkusula rami ale lemidkar velo hemnu kishnayim beinu alake ed echad avo pshita im yesh afilu ed echad imo dineamanim vikoshikim shnei dayanim and surely two dayanim viraya shari ritva kasav kapirish rashi and he quotes our ritva vichulu. So that's the sugi, even though it doesn't say beferish in the Gemara. Has to be about one eight, because once it's one dayan, because if it's two dayan, and in either case, either it's a special dayan that's always accepted as one, mumcha l'rabim, or it's a case where they accepted one. But if it's two dayanim, they're at least as good as two edim, who are believed even if the Bali Dinim aren't there, and maybe even stronger than two edim, like the Torah says, quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so that is, we're still within this third discussion of the Dayan. Says the Gemara that the Shtar Zuchus is not there anymore, and that's why you can't check. Says the Gemara, V'heder v'nedayninu. Okay, so why don't you judge it again? Judge it again. Right? What, you're worried that it's not going to come out to the same psak? If the evidence is the same, and you have everything, so you assume, and the same people, so you assume they're going to think the same way, they're going to judge the case, come out to the same maskana. So what are you nervous about? Bishuda de Dayni. Period. A lot of Shas topics here. What's Shuda the Daini? As we know, it's where, we might say it's an up for grabs. Shuda the Daini, we throw the Dayanim, it's a case where it's not so clear, Mumaskan, and the Dayanim have the flexibility to paskin in the way that they feel is correct. What exactly, how arbitrary is the psak called Shuda the Daini? Right, it's a big sugya in Maseches Ksubis, but it's right here as well. That is a Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos in a few places in Shas, including right here. What is Shuda the Daini? So Rashi says, he limits it. Shuda the Daini does not mean totally arbitrary. Shuda the Daini means the Dayan still has to do his research to figure out exactly what, who he thinks is the, what the real MS is. What the real MS is, Rashi, Shuda the Daini, Bedin she'eno toli betam, ela ko befiv shel Dayan. Really, there's no evidence pointing one way or the other. It's equal. And like in the case of, in Ksubis, he quotes, Nachasa la Tuvia, there's a shtar that says, my property is going to go to Tuvia. And there are two Tuvias. You don't know which Tuvia to give it to. And they're both relatives, they're both not relatives, they're both neighbors, they're exactly equal. You have no way of knowing which Tuvia it's going to go to. So Gemara says, Shuda the Daini. So who is that? Lamishi Yisnadi Leva Dayan Lomar, Nirali Shazalia Rogelet Slo Yoser. You know, this guy's more friendly. This guy was, this Tuvia was more, he was in his house more, he's more friendly, even though they're both really equal. So Dayan has to try to figure that out. That's what Rashi says. If you look in Tosis, there and here, Tosis, no. It's more arbitrary. The case sounds like you have no idea. The Dayan does whatever he thinks, not based on trying to figure out what the MS is. Be at the middle of the Tosfos, Lakach Bir Shemein Otam Shuda the Dayni, De Kol Ma Sheyirtza the Dayin Lasos, Yaseh. The Hefker Bezen Haya Hefker. Hefker Bezen Hefker. Meaning they can do what they want. Again, maybe this guy needs it more, not because he's right, Chas v'Shalom, the Bezen is going to be abusive in the case. They're going to come out, probably figure out which family needs this more. But it's nothing to do with the MS, because the MS is not, you're not able to get to the MS, because you have no idea. So in these limited types of cases, we have something called Shuda the Daini, which is an extra legal, mechanism, let's say, that the, which becomes part of the legal system, because of, the halacha puts it in. But this is a Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, in the limited cases where there is no other possibility. The Rush writes in the Tshuva. The Rush writes here in the Tshuva in Simen Vav. Shenosnu koach ladayin lishpot v'lasos mashayirtze af belitam kidei lases shalom ba'olam. You're going to have stalemates and there's going to be no way to go. You have to have some way out. V'av she'ein bazem ishum din tzedek mikol makom einam rasha'im lehistalik. Right, there's tzedek and there's shalom. It's similar to what we like call pshara. Right, pshara karav ladin, pshara, the sugyas in Sanhedrin. You can't get to the MS here. So you at least do tzedek, just do something. You can't just have the money stay in Bezdin. Right, you can't have yehemunach hashev aloyo in so many cases. So that's what the Rush says. And also, by the way, Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes on that sugi and ksubis, Shuda the Daini does not apply. I got to figure out how this works in our case. Shuda the Daini does not apply or shouldn't apply where it's only one bezdin. because that maybe could lead to one dayan, because that could lead to abuse. Shema charalas that shuda the dayni, velo shuda the dayna, mishum de'ain shuda masur ladayan yechidi el lebezin shal shlosha, which now makes it problematic for our sugya, which we just said maybe we're not talking about one dayan. I'm sorry, it works out well. We are talking about one dayan. And that's why, I'm sorry, in the beginning, and now it did not, like I said before, it does not work out well. Because we're talking about one dayan, then shuda dayni shouldn't apply here. Right? So that, if Rabbi Yaakov Emden is correct, what he says in Ksubis. Right? Because we just proved before that according to the Shach and the Ritva, that our sugi is talking about one dayan, because two dayan would have special ne'emanis, and if it was one dayan, how can you say shuda according to that Rabbi Yaakov Emden? Okay. Right. Amar Nachman, we continue. Shlosha Ne'eman and Al-Bachar, continuing the Ne'eman Sugyas. There are three people to believe that a certain person, a certain boy, is the firstborn, so he gets a double portion. Ve'elohein, Chaya Aviv Ve'imo. The midwife that, right, helped with the labor, the father and the mother. They are all, believed. The most assume that this is a Takana Rabbanan. They're the ones that are in the situation that would see, that would know, and therefore, the Rabbanan give them the power to be believed. The Tosfos Rashi here has a line which he seems to say that it's a dinda araisa. Dinda araisa by all three. Kulu yalfinin luhu mi dechazina shemina torah la'av lohayd albano ubachar avabishu karov levisha rugalav lahakir babanav yoser me'acher yalfinin nami mine lahamin chayel alter v'imo kol shiva. Right, it sounds like it's a din d'araisa, says the Tosfos Rashi. We'll get back to that B'Hashem soon. Let's just continue first. Chaya la'alter, the chaya is believed immediately, right, in the birthing room. Imo kol shiva, the mother all 7 days, because the first seven, because that's when she has him exclusively before the bris. Aviv la'olam, and the father, a special din, that's for sure d'araisa. The father's ne'eman is forever. Kedetanya yakir yakirenu la'achirim. Mikanam Rabbi Yehuda ne'eman adam lomar zebeni b'char. Special din d'araisa that he is believed. Ukeshem sh'ne'eman lomar zebeni b'char, kach ne'eman lomar zeben grusho of zeben chalutza. It's also believed to passel his son, to say that he married a grusha or chalutza, which gets into the sugya Tosa discusses of Ein Adam Mesa Masmo Rasha. How could he believe to say that he violated Nisa Daraisa? Tosfos says, well, maybe it's only indirect. He's saying about his son, which Memela then indirectly says that he did an Avera. But the direct testimony is that his son is a Chalal. Right? That's, so maybe that makes it different than the regular case of Ein Adam Mesa Masmo Rasha. The Chachamim Omreino Ne'eman. But either way, the Chachamim say that he is not Ne'eman. There are other, the Rishonim also say maybe he's saying he did it Beshogig. He didn't know that she was a Grusha. Right? Every different possibilities to answer that question. Good. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, fascinating tshuva, in Eben Ezer Chelek Dalid, Simen Chaf Aleph. The case is, there's a family that's living happily ever after, but it wasn't after, happily ever before. And then what happened? 1967. The Shaila is, and then their son got married, and their son is making a bris, and let's read the title. Echad sha'amar al-mishin is gadol eslov huchzak b'no miyom ha-bris ad-chavzai in Shana. The son is 27 years old. V'kfar hisil l'bas Yisrael. He's married. Yesh l'bas. He has a daughter. Sorry, not a son. And then all of a sudden the parents say he was adopted from a non-Jew and he never had conversion. Right? 27 years old, and all of a sudden they say that that's not their son, right? We couldn't have kids, so we adopted him at a very young age from the hospital. V'lo tavlo. We didn't put him in a mikvah. Are they believed? So says Rav Moshe, you need to be a gadol hador to answer these kind of shailas, right? Status shailas, life and death shailas. Says Rav Moshe, if they have official documentation, nothing to talk about. That's like edus. If they have the papers from the agency, whatever it is. So if they have that, so then there's nothing to talk about. Vada ein kiddush of klum v'lo ha'isat tzrichim imenu get. Aval im lo yisbarer ze elamim masha hamagadz limos o omrim kain. But if the only way they just say it, they have no proof to it. Hare peetzem ein lahaaminam neged hachazaka gedola kazu shetolin beroin shemagadlin keben shu ben shalahem v'yav soklin al chazaka zu kedisa b'kedushin apay. We'll get to that. If they have no proof, then they are not ne'eman. Shalachem lo shayach shenamin leid echad v'isha. But it's the father, midin yakir, yakir lacherim, our Gemara. Maybe the special ne'emanus, but this really isn't the father. Right? He's saying it's not. So is a father believed to say that this is not his kid? Our Gemara says he's believed to say it is his kid. Right? So, Reb Moshe, you gotta be again a bucky and everything to have. He has a couple of pages based on this. So he is not, really, nota to believe the parents. Right? They could stay married. But then he says, what about the kid himself? Fine, we could allow him, but should he go to the mikvah? Should he have atavas dabris? Just in case? Right? So, ubedavar hu atzmo. Av shal pidina eina magadzlo nam alomar she'eno beno, as we just said. Mikol makom, if he's, hopefully a firm Jew who might be a guy. Mikol makom, yesh lachish lachumra ulagairo batavas dabris vitfila bifne bezdin. Vim lo yirtze batavas dabris, yesh lachakel bitfila lavad. Kivan shal atavas dabris hu plukta dravasa. If he really doesn't want to go through the davas dan bris, just mikvah, avol tefila tzarech, me'acher shenote adas shehaomer hamagad lo emes, even though they're probably telling the truth, even though they don't have to believe them halachically. V'im lo yirtza litpol, ein latir b'as Yisrael. Af shem yavar v'yisa b'as Yisrael, yikudushim gemurim, v'abonim yischashol v'yisraelim, even though he doesn't do anything, we'll still consider him Jewish, and for his kids, Jewish, avol ein latir l'chad chila b'as Yisrael, v'chein yesh lehishtameit milet sarfo l'minyin, Afshein Lifsol Medina. Should try to maybe miscount and say, oh, we only have nine. But that's Reb Moshe about Yakir. How much far does Yakir go in this regard? The other issue to bring up here, as we talk about the Chaya and the mother, the Gemara assumes that sometimes there are cases where, based on Ein Breira, who are the people in the birthing room? You give the Ne'amanus to the midwife because she's the one that's there. There is the classic case that the Rashba discusses and the Trumas Hadeshin discusses, and it's quoted in a few places. What about if there was a machlokes about the seats in the women's section? There was a machlokes about seats. And the question is, there were no men there. So you can't have regular edus here. And there were women fighting about, you know, this is my seat in the women's section. The Rashba talks about this. Right? Ushnei chelke makom yeshiva shal beis haknesses shenitna chana uvakala oso inyishakasavtem. And he quotes here in what chelik is this? Hey kuflametes deu she edus hanashim vafilu imu elef kulan shavos ke edus achas veine dusan edus al bedaver iser belvad edechanim bisurin applies to women. He says vulai matzasim kein lechem in arishonim b'mekomo shahanashim yosvo sham bebeis haknesses mebreishu makom yuchad lenashim vein haanashim nechnasim sham b'shas shahanashim yosvo sham v'anachnu lo neida dvar meilu v'lo shemana meolam veimar lismoch aleihem. He says, I don't know. The Alpha Bisha Amrit, even though we said in Asar Yuchsin, Shloshin Eman Labachar, Ar Gemara, he says, Shiny Hassam. Why? The EF Sharzulasize. The Ain Anoshim Yaldin as Hanoshim. There's no, society can't function unless you trust the midwives. Zecher Ladover, Vatika Chamialedes, Vatikshar Al Yado. Avokan, EF Shar Al Yadeh Hanoshim, Beedus Mecher Umatana. Right? There are ways, that he says, Avolin Lomon the Alma. He quotes that maybe it's, how far do you go? The Shvus Yaakov talks about this, and Rabbi Yosef Engel. The case of the women in the women's section. Just as an example of, if there are psule edus that are the only ones that would know in a certain case, are they ne'eman, even apataras edus, but what kind of power do they have? Okay, Abishol ha'ikar l'shtuki biduki. Last line earlier was that Abishol used to call shtukis bidukis, right? So what exactly was that about? Why would you call a shtuki a biduki? That was the last line at the beginning of our parach, Samach Tes Amid Al. So my biduki. Why is a shtuki, who you don't know who the father is, called a biduki? Ile mesha botkinis imo. Is it that because you check the mother? V'omeres l'kasher nev'alti ne'emenes. Is that a biduki that if you check the mother, and the mother says that the husband, that the Boel was a kasher, she would be believed, Kaman Rabbi Gamliel, and that would be holding like Rabbi Gamliel elsewhere. Tanina Chadazimna, but we already know that. It's a Mishnah Subis, Titznan, Haisa, and therefore what would Abishol be adding? Titznan, Haisa, Muberes, Va'amrula. Remember that whole second half of the first parak in Subis. All those cases, you don't know who the father is. She is a woman's pregnant. Va'amrula Mativa, Shalu Barzen, you ask her, who's the father? Amrulahem, she says, Mishponi Vakoinu, meaning he's a kosher person. Machlokas Tanam, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Ne'emenes. She's believed over there. Bari Veshema, right? Bari Veshema beats the Chazaka. Rabbi Shua Omer Lo Mepianu Chayin. No, she has to bring a raya. V'yamar V'yudam Rishmuel Halacha Rabbi Gamliel. So we pass on like Rabbi Gamliel. Question mark. So therefore, if the reason Shtuki is called a Biduki is because we check and if we would trust the mother, then what would Abishol be adding? He would just be holding like Rabbi Gamliel. So, answers the Gemara, Chad el ha'akshar bava, Chad el ha'akshar bebita. If you just had Rabbi Gamliel, the Mishnah, you would know she is kshera. Because she had a cheskas kashras growing up, and you assume she wasn't nivala l'pasula. But regarding her daughter, if she has this baby, the daughter never had a cheskas kashras to begin. So maybe you would think that even though the mother would be kshera, the daughter would be psula. But kamash malan, that's what Abishol is adding. That we're not only machshir ba, we're even machshir bibita. Says the Gemara, Hani chlamant amr la devei machshir ba posu bibita. That works if Rabbi Gamliel does not kasher the daughter. Elamant amr la devei machshir ba machshir bibita. But if you say, la devei machshir ba machshir bibita, that she's automatically kasher also, Abishol, mayasal lashmina, we're back to the question. If Rabbi Gamliel himself holds machshir ba machshir bibita, then what's Abishol adding? Right, and the Shev Shmaitza says the svara for that. You understand machshir ba machshir bita, because if you say machshir ba, she is believed based on a bari, so that bari is birur. It's not just a we're not sure what to do, so have a hachra, be noted this way. But if it's birur, then it should apply to both the mother and the daughter. So machshir ba machshir bita. So what would he be adding? So the Gemara says, "Dad v'shal adifa midi Rabbi Gamliel." Maybe he would be going one step further. Deime hasam hava amina. If you only had the Mishnah and Ksubis, I might have limited it. Hasam the Rov Ksherin etzla. Maybe in a case in the world where Rov Ksherin etzla, most of the people out there that she could have had beer with are kosher. That's where Rabbi Gamliel says you could trust her. Aval hecha the Rov Psulin etzla. But if Rov are Pasul etzla, aim alo. Maybe I wouldn't say that. What's the case of Rov Psulin etzla? What if she's an Arusa? If she's an Arusa, then the whole world is Pasul etzla except her Arus. So that's Rov. Or what if she's in a city that most of the people in the city are not Masi and Lekahuna? Something that there are cases. So Emalo, I might not have said that you say that Sricha, that's the Chiddush of Abba Shaul, right? Even you would say that Baduki, right? You check her, and you trust her if she says Amar Rav Halacha Abba Shaul, and we would even paskin that way. Okay, Viter says the next Mishnah relating to Inyanim of Yichus. Kol Hasurim Lavo Bakol Mutar Lavo Zebazeh. Anyone who is usher to marry into the kaho, like a mamzer, like a shtuki, they could all marry each other. Could all marry each other. That's the chiddush, even if one's a vada and one's a suffik. Like we had on yesterday's daf. A mamzer can marry a shtuki, even though the shtuki might not be a mamzer. Right? But still, that's mud, that's a special din Torah. Right? Mamzer vade de lo yavo, mamzer suffik yavo. Kal vade hu de lo, avo kal suffik Yavo. So that's the first line of the Mishnah. Anyone who is Asur Lavo Bakol is allowed to marry within themselves. Rabbi Yehuda Oser, Rabbi Yehuda Asers, we'll have to see what exactly he is referring to. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, or Rabbi Lazar Omer, Vada'in Bevada'in Mutter. He doesn't have the drasha from yesterday. That's why we'll have to see what he does with those psukim. Vada'in Bevada'in Mutter. A Vada'in and a Vada'in is Mutter. And a Mamzer and a Mamzer is allowed to marry each other. That's fine. Or maybe even a Ger and a Mamzeris. We'll see. But Vaday Bisveikan, Bisveikan Bivadon, Bisveikan Bisveikan Asur. But if one of them might be a Kshera, you can't. You can't marry. The Machane here discusses, why do you need all of these cases? Right, surely, if you have Suffolk Bisuffolk can't, Vaday Bisuffolk, or maybe you might say one is more of a Kshera than the other. If you say Vaday Bisuffolk, maybe Suffolk Bisuffolk, it's better. Maybe if you say Suffolk Bisuffolk, it's worse. So he goes through why you need each case. Either way, Belazar says you can't take your chances. The Eloena Sfekos, and who are we talking about? Shtuki, Asufi, Vakusi. We'll talk about Kusi, Veshem, in the Gemara. The Kusim, who Sancheriv put in Malachim Beis, when he was sent into Galus, the 10 tribes. He put the Kusim there, Geri Arias, Geri Emes. We will have to see. Says the Gemara now. What exactly does the first line of the Mishnah mean? We will have, Beth Hashem, by the end of today's daf, we will have 5 suggestions trying to figure out what the first line of the Mishnah means. What's the problem? Because Rabbi Yehuda has to argue on it. So what exactly is the Tanakhama saying that the Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on? So, my kol ha'asurim lova bakol. So, ilema, this is number one. What the pashtus, whoever is asur lova bakol, ilema mamzeire vinesini shuki vasufi, is it that all the people asur lova bakol, hatanale resha? We learned that in the first Mishnah in the Perek. Mamzeire nesini shuki vasufi mutar and lavo zebazeh. We already learned that. Question one. Visu and also Rabbi Yehuda Oser, ahai. What would Rabbi Yehuda be referring to? That they're usher to marry each other. Ilema avadon bisfekon. What, Rabbi Yehuda's arguing on that? That a mamzer cannot marry an asufi? So that can't be why, because that's the next sheet in the Mishnah. Hami diktani seifa, Rebbe Elazar Omer, vadon bevadon mutter, vadon besveikon, besveikon besveikon asur, mechad Rebbe Yehuda lo svirle. Rebbe Yehuda doesn't agree with that. That's not what he's holding. So what's the Mishnah? What's the first line of the Mishnah? The chitema, Rebbe Yehuda oser ager bimamzeres. Well, maybe referring to the machlokas we started yesterday's daf with. Machlokas Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Yossi, whether a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres. So included in the line one in the Mishnah is ger and mamzeres, that's mutter, and Rebbe Yehuda is coming to say that's aser. Is that what he's arguing about? But midi ger bimamzeres ktani, it doesn't say that in the Tanakhama. Kol aser lova bakol ktani. It's a category, it's not just one case. So we are stuck. What does the first line of the Mishnah mean? So the first possibility of that it means what we thought it means, whoever is Asalav HaBakol, can't be, number one, because it's extra, number two, because what's Rabbi Yehuda saying then? So, let's just finish, Rav Yehuda, the Amora Rav Yehuda, the Talmud of Rav and Shmuel say, maybe this is what the Mishnah means. This is possibility number two. Hachi Kamar, this is what the first line of the Mishnah means. It's more limited than we originally thought. Kol ha'asurim lavo pikahal kihuna. Right, that's the Misora that they had to understand. The Tanakhama said, anyone who is asur to marry into kal kihuna, including who? That we didn't know beforehand. Right, we already know this beforehand. Including who? Mainin who? Giyores p'chusim ibashal shana v'yomechad. Including a girl, a non-Jew who converts at age 2. So that's a machlokas tanaim. Whether when that girl grows up, she can marry a kohen. Rav Shimon bar Yochai holds mutter. As long as she converted before age 3. Why? Because the reason that a kohen cannot marry a giyor is because she has the status of a zona, and that doesn't apply before age 3, before she's Rui Labia. We do not paskin that way. We paskin even she is not allowed to marry a kohen. But maybe that's what the machlokas tanaim is in the Mishnah. Right, the Tanakhama is including even her. Giyos p'chuz b'ashal shana v'yamechad, udilo k'rebi shimin bar Yochai, which we'll have Hashem later on as well, mutar labo zebazet, that's what the Tanakhama is referring to. Anyone who is usher to marry a kohen, meaning a girl who converted less than 3 years old, she's included in the Tanakhama. She is allowed to marry Mamzeres, is all of those, right? And that's what Rabbi Yehuda heard from the Tanakhama, and that's what he is arguing on. Good, says the Gemara. Benukma, why do you have to if you say that's the case under discussion, and Rabbi Yehuda argues because Rabbi Yehuda holds Kahal Geirim is Ikri Kahal, and therefore they can't marry Mamzerim. So then, why do you have to come up Dafka with the case of less than 3 years old? Just say it's a rather regular case, right, of a Gioris, even above 3, and it's following even Reb Shimon bar Yochai, right, and say, Pchusa, and say maybe even less than 3 would be Muteris Lekohen. So Gemara says, Imkein, Mitzida Tavra. No, if it's including all of them, then Mitzida, from its side, Tavra, it is broken. Meaning, it's undone by the inference of the next line of the Mishnah. Why? Let's say this line is talking about even 3 years old. So what diyuk would we make? Elataima de bashalashon of Yomechad. The reason that this is a machlokas is because it's 3 years, she was 3 years old. Hapchusmi bashalashon of Yomechad, demuteres lavo bekal kahuna, asura lavo vazebaze? Meaning if she was less than 3 years old and she's allowed to marry a kohen, because it's following Shabbat Chai, so then she would be Asura Lavo Zebazer, because the Tanakhama says the contrast. Whoever is Asura Lavo Bakal is Mutter to marry these people. Whoever is Mutter Lavo Bakal is also to marry those people. So what do you mean? That doesn't work. Hari Pchusim Yibashol Shonov Yomechad, Lurav Shim Bar Yochai, to Muteres Lavo Bekal Kuna, Umuteres Lavo Zebazer. He would say they're Mutter to marry Shtuki Asufi Mamzir Moso. So that wouldn't work. And therefore, that's why we say the Mishnah must be talking about including even a girl p'chusim b'shalosh shanim. Good. Let's just finish the question on this, and then we'll make a comment. Says the Gemara, does this work? Does this work to say that that's what the Mishnah is referring to? V'klalahu? Does the rule work? D'kal ha'asurim lavo b'kal kahuna. Anyone who cannot marry a kohen, mutaran lavo zebazeh, is allowed to marry a mamzer, mamzeres, asufi shtuki? Does that work? V'harei amana grusha v'chalala zona. What about these four women? A widow, right? Or a grusha. To asurim lavo b'kal kuna, a divorced woman can't marry a kohen. What, she can marry a mamzer? Chas v'shalom. V'asurim lavo zebazeh. So, that, again, it doesn't work. The foil, the contrast in the first two lines doesn't work. Visu hamutter asur, hare ger, shemutter pekoedus, umutter pemamzeres. Both yesodos, both klalim, do not work. So therefore, we're back to the question of how to understand this line of the Mishnah. The sugya, there's Leah there for a question before we get to number three. The sugya of Pusim Vaz Gimel is very Lamaisa. I mean, we pass into the Kimaria Kohen, but it comes up very much in the world of adoption. World of adoption. If somebody adopts, is it a good idea to adopt someone who's non-Jew as a girl, or is it better to adopt a Jew? Obviously, if a Jew needs a house to live in, right, called Magadol Yasu Matok Beso, is Ki'ilu Yaldo. There is an amazing Ramah, right, the Ramah in Choshe Mishpat, in the end of Simen Membeis. The end of Simen Membeis, you would think, what is this doing in Choshe Mishpat? But it's the last line in Choshe Mishpat, Simen Membeis. Why is it in Choshe Mishpat? What if there is a shtar that an adopted child wrote, and he wrote his adopted father's name? Does that passel the shtar? That's why this is in Choshe Mishpat. Says the Ramah, Misha Megadol Yasom B'toch Beso, the Kasav Alav Bishtar Bini, O Hayasom Kasav Alav Megadlo Avi, O Imi, Lo Mikri Mizuyath, the Kasher. Hoel V'Gidzluhu, Ro'i Lichtov Kain. Because they were Megadolim, it's Ro'i Lichtov Kain. And then he says, he talks about the other case, but that's an important, the Ramah quotes this line, Megadol Yasom B'toch Beso. The sugi of adoption is a huge topic. Again, if you want a summary of a lot of the laws in the Nishmat Avraham, Dr. Abraham Sefer, he has 6 pages on all the halachas related to adoption, because it gets tricky, even if one adopts at a young age. And again, we were talking about here about non-Jew, but again, the cases are adopting a Jewish baby, but the halachas of, as the child gets older, the child's really not related. What do you do about Yichud and Nagiyah, and how is he called up to the Torah, and Ksuba, and Get, all the sugyas that are brought up. And again, obviously, if he wasn't Jewish, then you get into the sugyas of Ger Katan, but that is, if you want a summary of the laws, that's where it exists. Okay, let's continue though. Ela Amar Rav Nosson Bar Hoshea. Right in the middle, try number three. What does the first line of the Mishnah mean? Hachi Kamar. Maybe this is what the Mishnah means. Kol Shekohen Aser Lisa Esbito. Any person that the Kohen is not allowed to marry his daughter. Umainihu. Ger Shenasa Giores. Ukrib Eliezer Ben Yaakov. Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov says later on, a Ger that marries a Giores, that daughter, that girl that is born, is also usher to marry a Kohen. She is still considered a Gioris, even though she was born Jewish. Her parents are both converts. But Mutar and Lavo Zebazeh, so that's what the Tanakhama is referring to. That girl is allowed to marry out Mamzer, Mamzer, Shtuki, and a Sufi, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda argues on. Says the Gemara V'Klalahu, again, does that rule work to call Shekohen usher Lisa's Bitu Mutar and Lavo Zebazeh? Does that work? Hare Chalol, Shenasa Bas Yisrael. What about a chalal who marries a bas Yisrael? The Kohen asur lisa bito, because she's a chalala. The asur nami lavo zebazeh, but the chalala can't marry mamzer mamzer shtuki asufi. So the Gemara says, "Lo kasha." No, maybe that's not a problem because that child is a kshera. Rabbi Dustoy ben Yehuda. Maybe it's like Rabbi Dustoy ben Yehuda who we've had before. Rabbi Dustoy ben Yehuda says that the benos Yisrael are mikvatara lachalalim, and therefore that child is mutter to marry a Kohen. So the Gemara says, "Okay, what about this case? The hare chalal shenasa chalala." The Kohen Aser Lisa Bito, Fasanami Lavo Zebazeh. Again, the rule doesn't work. Visu Hamutter Aser, Fahari Gershon Aser Bas Yisrael. The Kohen Mutter Lisa Bito, Mutter on Lavo Zebazeh. So in both directions, again, the principle doesn't work. We have to have principles of Mutter to marry a Kohen, Aser to marry out. Aser to marry a Kohen, Mutter to marry out. So both of them don't work. So Ella, try number four. We are now going away from anything about Psul Kahuna. Forget that. Now we have a different machlokas about the following. Ella Omer, Omer of Nachman, Omer of Ravua. You know what the machlokas is about? The definition of a mamzer. What does a mamzer come from? Even chayve lavin, only chayve misos, or even chayve krisos, middle shita. Hacha, mamzer me achoso, mamzer me ishis ish ikabinayu. Achoso is an isser kares. Esesh is an iser chayvim isas bezdin. Tanakama savar afilu mamzer meachoso nami avi mamzer. The Tanakama has the most expanded shita of what a mamzer is. Even from Chayve Misa and Chayve Krisus are both mamzer, according to the Tanakama. And that's what the Tanakama is saying. Both of these illegitimate children from Chayve Krisus and Chayve Misa's Bezdin are allowed to marry out to Asufi, Ashtuki, Vechulu. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, no, Me'eshes Ish Ave Mamzer. Only from Chayve Misa's Bezdin is the child a mamzer. Me'achoso lo Ave Mamzer. From Achoso would not be a mamzer. And that's the Machlokes. In the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Mai Kamash Malan. Really? Tanina. But if that's the Machlokas, that's a Mefurish Mishnah in Yevamos. We don't need them to be arguing about that here. Ezeo Mamzer, there are really three Shitas. Kol Shehu Belo Yavo Divrei Rabbi Akiva. As we know, Rabbi Akiva has the most expansive Shita. Even Chayvei Lavin create Mamzeris. Shimon Atimni Omer Kol Shechayavan Olav Kares Bidei Shamayim. Vahalacha Kidvarav. And that's what we paskin. Not Chayvei Lavin, but Chayvei Krisus. Even Chayvei Krisus, not just Chayvei Misas Bezdin. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Kol Shechayavan Olav Misas Bezdin. Question mark. So we pass in like the middle opinion. So ask the Gemara. So that can't be the pshat of our Mishnah, because again, we know that already. So last try. Ela Amar Rava Ger Amoni Umo Avi Ikebenayu. That's what we're referring to. Vahachi Ka'amar. Kol Ha'asur and Lavo Bakol. Umaynihu. Ger Amoni Umo Avi. Right? They can never marry in. The man. Mutar and Lavo Zebazeh. A Ger Amoni Umo Avi can marry a Mamzer, can marry a Mamzeres. Vechulu. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda argues on that. Why would Rabbi Yehuda argue on that? Ihachi, my Rabbi Yehuda Oser. So Gemara says, Hachi Ka'amar. Really, there's no machlokes. Rashi explains, it's really Chadashita. Rabbi Yehuda is the Tanakama. Afalpi, Rabbi Yehuda Oser, Ger b'mamzeres. Even though he's machmir there, because Kal Gerim are Ikri Kal, Hanimili Ger deroy lovu bakol. That's where he says it only by those Gerim. Aval Ger Amoni Umoavi, Dein Ruyin lovu bakol, lo. But a Ger Amoni Umoavi that are not royal lovu bakol, then he would agree that they are able to marry a mamzeres. The other Yehuda has a tshuva, we'll have to stop here, where he discusses in Yoredeya Simen Kuf Pei Beis, are there any mitzvos that a mamzer is not chayiv in? Right, we discussed yesterday the Minchas Chinuch, that he says they're obviously chayiv in Puravu, but he just finds it hard to believe. So he goes into us, is there any? So he quotes, what about a mamzer, the Isser of Shifcha Kananis? He goes through a few of the issues of Ishus, but there aren't too many. There aren't too many that a mamzer would not be obligated in. The Shamasana Balacha here also, just to end off, he goes through that here we pass him like the middle opinion. Not like Rabbi Akiva, even Chayvei Lavin, not like Chayvei Misa, but we're talking about like the middle opinions. He quotes a lot of other examples where we would paskin like the middle opinion, right? Not the top, not the two ksavos, but the middle, kind of like pshara. Kind of like pshara in terms of psak. Okay, we'll have to stop here, B'l Hashem. We will continue with Daf on Ayin Hey, B'l Hashem, tomorrow.